Today we're going to look at the Declaration of Independence. I read something this week from some guy who's an atheist. And he said, you know, he could not deny that God is mentioned in the Declaration of Independence. But what he did say, it doesn't really matter because it's not a legal document. Isn't it something, the lengths that we will go to destroy America to prove our point or to make ourselves comfortable? We're going to deny now the Declaration of Independence and the fact that we have a 4th of July and that we celebrate and that these men gave their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor so that we could have a country to pacify you, fool? No. It ain't happening. Are you hearing me today? Okay, so we're going to talk about that this morning. All right? The Declaration of Independence. Is God mentioned in the Declaration of Independence? Y'all read it this morning, say, amen? Now, we don't do this all the time. Most of my messages are full of the Word, and we stay right in the Scriptures. But you know what? We live in America, for crying out loud, and I want to focus on God and country when we come around the 4th of July. It's just really important for me to do that, and it's important for you. So let's look at it today, the Declaration of Independence. If I ask it, most in here would probably say, oh yeah, I've read the Declaration of Independence, but most of you haven't. You've had little parts of it. You've heard the beginning and you read the ending, but you'd just be lying to me, so I ain't going to ask you. All right? And I'm with you. I'm not one who's read the Declaration of Independence and pored over the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to tell you something this week I did. Here's how this message is coming to you today. I had the Declaration of Independence. I had an old King James Bible. That's the Bible they used. And I had my handy-dandy Webster Dictionary. That's all I had. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out today. So that's what we have in putting this message together today. Is God mentioned in the Declaration of Independence? That's the title of the message, but we're going to look at the Declaration of Independence today. Amen? You ready? It's going to be good because now, after this, after the, when you had the fourth rolling along, you're going to go, wow, now I know why the fourth is all about. Amen? So let's get into it this morning. Is God mentioned in the Declaration of Independence? The Declaration of Independence was an action taken by the Second Continental Congress on July the 4th, 1776. There are the 13 colonies. It was a unanimous declaration. Say that word. It was a what kind of declaration? Unanimous. Declaration of the 13 states of America to be what? Independent. That's what this whole thing's all about. So is God mentioned in this great document, the Declaration of Independence? People say we're not a Christian nation. They tell us that our forefathers, many of them tell us they were deists and pantheists, which is a bunch of bull. It's not true at all. Not even Thomas Jefferson was not that. We saw that last summer in the series In God We Trust. You can get that message out front if you'd like. So let's look at the opening, first of all, the Declaration of Independence. That's really important that you know this. I'm going to handle this today like a lawyer. And here's how lawyers handle things. And that is, they make an opening. They make an opening argument. Now, if a lawyer comes out of the gate with some kind of lousy opening argument, there's a good chance he's not going to win his case. You've really got to have a good opening. Y'all hearing me say? You got to have a good opening. Then you present the facts of your case, and you must have a good what? Closing. When you're talking to that jury, you got to hone in on maybe one or two thoughts, and then bang! And you got your case. So let's look at the opening of the Declaration of Independence. We're going to look at some facts, and then we're going to go for the juggler, the close. Got it? Here we go. The opening of the Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As far as I'm concerned, that's a humdinger opening right there. Amen? Let's break it down. Yeah, come on, let's praise the Lord. That's good! Let's break it down. The Bible, the handy-dandy dictionary. Here we go. So the opening, is God mentioned? Is God mentioned in the Declaration of Independence? The opening's the most important thing. So if God's going to be mentioned, if they really thought they cared about God, I think they'd put Him in the beginning. Let's look. They put the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them. Now don't let that laws of nature thing fool you. That ain't, these weren't a bunch of tree huggers. Don't be thinking they were. The laws of nature, and who does nature belong to? Somebody tell me. God. They wanted to make sure you knew that. Entitled them. They believed that they were entitled. They had a right or a claim. That's what that word means. To separate and equal station. Because of the laws of nature and the nature's God. He had put it in them. Freedom from tyranny. And He put it inside of them. They believed they were entitled to this. The word entitled. It means something that's born inside of them. It wasn't man-made. God put it there. God ordained it. He made it. It's inside of me. It's screaming, freedom! Amen? That's a pretty good opening right there. They made their case, their claim, their right to freedom on the very premise that God ordained this today. July 4th, 1776. Keep looking. Now that's just the first sentence. Oh, but it doesn't matter. It's not even legal. It might not have been legal, Jack, but it sure got their tail off into a good start, didn't it? And we celebrate it every year. The Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths, second sentence, to be self-evident. What's self-evident mean? Say it with me. Obvious to who? The truth that we just gave you. That God has put this inside of us. And this is our entitlement. Should be obvious to everyone. What we're asking for, demanding, is not something that every man and woman wants. Okay? It reminds me of Romans 1, 19 and 20. We're without excuse, man, when it comes to God. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly what? If you want to look at your body and your DNA and your eye, that still people can't, the doctors and scientists can't even figure out how your eye works. The retina and all that kind of stuff. How it could come to be. If you want to look at your body, you want to look at the stars, you want to go to the ocean and think you came from a slob of glop and slime, you can do that if you want to, but God says you're without excuse. If you can look at yourself, if you can look at others, if you can look at this vast world, if you can wonder why at night stars don't fall and hit your house, how can stuff on a planet that's turning this way not just sling off? I ain't figured that one out yet. Amen? God says we're without excuse. Okay, they're clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they're without excuse. And they said of themselves, this idea of freedom, and that we are created by God, should be obvious to everyone. Y'all listening so far? Did I lose you? Okay? That all men are what? Created what? Equal. Created. Your forefathers, those men who signed that Declaration of Independence, they weren't screwed up, friend. They didn't have a problem with creation. They believed they were created. And they believed they were created equal. What's the word created mean? It means to bring into existence. Creation in the Bible means to bring into existence something out of what? Nothing. They were just crazy enough to believe they were created of God. Aren't you glad that they were born about 100 years before Charles Darwin? Say. Might not even be in America today. If they thought it was all chance, it doesn't matter, we're not created, they wouldn't have had an opening. But they believed they were created by God. Amen? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the Lord God formed man out of the what? Dust of the ground. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living what? That's what the Bible teaches. And by the way, it's in chapter 1 of the book of Genesis, in the first book, just so that you could get it right out of the gate where you came from. So important. Let's look at this second sentence that's going on. They're endowed by their who? Creator. What's that creator mean? It means the one who brought them into existence. This freedom that they longed for, they were endowed by their creator with this freedom and with rights, they believed, that they were not being able to have. They wanted to stand for those rights. They were endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. What's that word unalienable mean? I had to look it up. All right? The word alien means foreign or from the outside. So unalien would be not foreign, but on the inside. They believe that we were created with something on the inside of us. It's in our DNA to want freedom. You just know it. God put it inside of us. That's what they're saying. You listening? You've been created, endowed by your Creator with certain what? Unalienable rights. It's something that's inside of you. And it was inside of these brave men. It's undeniable. It's in that fancy helix thing that you've been created with. Amen? That among these, say it with me, are what? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Wow. And the little guy's happy, ain't he? Hey, the opening of the Declaration of Independence. I'd say, would you think God's in the opening, yes or no? Well, God's all over the opening. The whole opening really is based on Him. They based and they made their case for freedom out the gate. Here's why we want to be free. And they made that case on this. It's natural for us to want this. It is put inside of us by God Himself. How could you deny signing this if this is the case they're making? It's obvious to everyone. What we're doing is right here today, July 4th, 1776. Freedom, say it with me, is in our DNA. One more time, freedom is in our DNA. That's a pretty good opening. If I'm on the jury, I'm going, wow, he's good. Right there, amen? So is God mentioned in the Declaration of Independence? Yeah, I think I'm finding Him in there. Let's keep looking. So based on their opening, they then reject the tyranny of the King of Great Britain. That's what the Declaration is all about. They're rejecting the tyranny, the tyrant, who was the King of Great Britain that he held over these 13 United States. Okay? Pop it up. So now the facts of the case, and I'm not going to preach here, I just want to bombard you. Get ready to get mauled over. Ready? Here we go. Here was their case against the king. Case against the king. Got it? Case against the who? And the king was a what? Tyrant. Get it down. The case was against the king and the king was a what? Can't say that. Do it again. Case against the king and the king was a what? Tyrant. Here was their facts. This is your Declaration of Independence. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected. He has endeavored to prevent the population of the United States. He has obstructed the administration of justice. He has made judges dependent on his will alone. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people. He's kept among us in times of peace standing armies without consent of our legislatures. He's affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of His protection and waging war against us. He's plundered our seas. He's ravaged our coast. He's burned our towns. He's destroyed the lives of our people. He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their own country. He did what? He has excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. Did you get the facts of the case? I thought it was just this: we hold these truths to be self-evident. Oh no. They made their case in a body of work called what? The Declaration of Independence. They were sick of it. They weren't going to take it anymore. Are you listening to me? Say. I just admire these guys. Don't you say? The courage they had to do what they did was amazing. No wonder their opening was based on God. How can we come against such a powerful tyrant, a king with armies? How can we do this? We were created to do this. We were made for this moment. And that's where we came from, people. Amen? It bothers me if it's the president or anybody else that says we're not a Christian nation. This was all done because men had a faith and a belief in God. You think we could have done this thing called America without God? It's insanity. We've seen the opening and we've seen the facts. Now let's look at the closing of the Declaration of Independence. Just two sentences, the closing. The opening was about four. I left out a couple. Okay? But I did hit you with the first two. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, after they made their case, in General Congress assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions due in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are dissolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually, say it with me, pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That's a pretty good closing, ain't it? Say it. Come on, don't it just make chills go up and down your step that you are an American? And you thought it just happened. So is God mentioned in the Declaration of Independence? Let's look at the closing. Just a couple of thoughts. Appealing to the Supreme, say it with me, Judge of the who? Didn't that sound like some of them constitutions we read last week in them states say? Didn't they say things like that? Almighty God, Supreme Ruler of the world. I think we know who that is. Do y'all think y'all know who that is? Say. And don't be fooled when people put Supreme Ruler of the world, Almighty God. That is Christianity. That is Bible talk. So you find that about Almighty God in the Holy Bible. You don't see it in other religions. Almighty God, Supreme Ruler of the world. Let me tell you something. That's who God is. And that's who God's always going to be, whether you like it or not. He's God, you ain't, I ain't. Boy, they had it right, didn't they? They went above the head of the king, didn't they? Say, come on. They went, no, you know who we're going to? We're going to make our case. We're going to make our appeal to the supreme judge of the world. For the rectitude of our intentions. I had to look up that rectitude word. What's that mean? For the moral uprightness of our intentions. We look to the supreme judge of the world for righteous judgment. For the right thing to be done. We're not looking to you, Mr. King. You've already had your chance and screwed it up. We're looking to a higher power. Almighty God. Amen? Y'all cool? Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. Come on. Listen. Alright. With a firm reliance. What's that word reliance mean? With a firm trust. With a firm confidence. With a faith. Our founders had faith. They believed in God. And they were putting their whole reliance upon Him. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. This is what made God happy. This is what made God smile on America. This is what gave these guys the blessing of God. They had faith in God. They had faith in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please who? God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So they took their case in faith to God. On the protection of divine providence. What does that mean? No wonder the atheist I read this week had to say, oh yeah, God's mentioned all through the Declaration of Independence. But it doesn't really matter because it's not a legal document. What does divine providence mean? Boy, this is one of the last things they said. Divine providence means this. God's guidance. Pop it up. God's care. See, they had a firm reliance upon divine providence. God's guidance. God's care. God to supply. God to equip us. God to go before us. They had that meeting in that room. And this is how they closed it. God will go before us. We must rely on Him. And this is what I added to the Declaration of Independence. I can hear him saying it in the room. Since we have God and He has our backs, we mutually pledge to each other, say it with me, our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor. Isn't that good stuff? Come on. Is God mentioned in the Declaration of Independence? Are you kidding me? He's in the opening. First two sentences. Bang, bang. Right out the gate. And the facts are laid. And he's in the closing. Closing of the Declaration of Independence. Now, they wrote long sentences back then. Two sentences. Is God in there? I think so. Hey, that's a short message today. Hey, facts are facts. I don't have to spend all week making this case. Amen? Did you get it today? Is God in the Declaration of Independence? Are you a Christian nation? The answer is yes. Let's praise the Lord. Amen? Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.